but I need you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgave you, 'cause I could not forget you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Leah Delaria has mastered comedy and acting, and in recent years has been recognized as one of our premier jazz artists. And on June 12th, in one of the great jazz cities of the world, Chicago, Illinois, she co-hosted this year's Out Music Awards with Jinx Titanic, a past Out Music Award winner and frontman of the band that bears his name. Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle.
I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm Christopher David Trentum. And on this expanded edition of Audiophile, we bring you the music and voices of the Out Music Awards.
Out Music was founded over 15 years ago in New York City by Dan Martin and Michael Biello, and is a network of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transsexual musicians and supporters. Its slogan describes its goal, making music within community and community within music. This year's awards were produced by Rick Carlin and Greg Shapiro, and according to Rick, the decision to bring the awards to Chicago was the result of an innocent little promise.
Well, my husband Greg became friends with Dan and Mike, and after he won the Outstanding Support Award a few years ago, and we went to visit them last summer, and we were talking about how much work that must be, and I produce events here in Chicago all the time, but not on this scale. And I said, well, if you ever do it in Chicago, I'd be willing to help. And 2 days later, it was like, we're doing it in Chicago.
For this year's awards, over 600 songs were submitted from more than 125 artists in 12 categories. They hailed from the U.S., Canada, and Europe, and included veteran performers as well as debut artists in a wide variety of genres.
This was the first time in the five-year history of the awards that they were held in Chicago, so we think it's appropriate to start off with one of the hometown award recipients. The award for Outstanding New Recording Male was given to Dylan Rice for his album Wandering Eyes. Dylan commented on what it felt like to win on his home territory.
Oh, it feels great. I feel like maybe it's not fair that I didn't fork out some money to travel somewhere, but hey, you know what? It's a huge, huge honor, and I'm just so happy to be a part of it.
I'm not the drama queen that I used to be. Don't you know? Don't you know? I'm blowing off the steam with the laughable things that I blow.
The awards got a dash of country music when the award for Outstanding Debut Recording Female went to California artist Kitty Rose for the album Kitty Rose Greatest Hits.
Well, I knew you were waiting at the top of the stairs while I was fumbling for my keys. And I felt the old familiar heart just come jumping right back into
Thank you so much, Chicago. It's great to be here. My first time from Hopland, California. And I'm really proud to represent the country music, gay and lesbian community out there. You're going to see us at CMAs pretty dang soon, yes.
And another California artist, Adrienne, received the award for Outstanding New Recording Female. Her winning album is called 10,000 Stones.
In 2002, New York City artist Ari Gold won the debut male category, and he came back even stronger this year with his second album called Space Under Sun, garnering the award for Outstanding New Recording, Male.
In my mind you'll find a galaxy, even when I'm in my room alone.
Wow, thank you so much. I just want to thank Out Music and all the judges who voted for me. It's a real honor to be in the company of all these great artists who are not afraid to be who they are in a climate that is still homophobic, unfortunately, especially in a music industry that's very homophobic.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the rights they adore.
In the category of Outstanding New Recording, Chorus, or Choir, the award went to the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus for their album Closer Than Ever, the 25th anniversary concert.
And another San Francisco-based act called the Bobbleheads received the award for the Outstanding New Recording by a Band. Their very infectious album is called Automatic Fun.
I don't wanna relive that part of my life again. Everybody going on as if we're all just friends. Life makes me feel so small, sometimes I barely see. Change the way that he relates to me. I love you. I got a crush on you. I got a crush on you.
You're listening to a special expanded Out Music Awards edition of Audiophile, here on This Way Out, the international gay and lesbian radio magazine. I'm Christopher David Trentum.
I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. There were four special awards given during the show. They're designed to recognize extraordinary contributions to the Out Music community over the years.
Pam Smith was given the Outstanding Support Award, which is for exemplary involvement by non-musicians in supporting and furthering the work of GLBT musicians. Pam has been involved with lesbian music since the early 70s and produces and hosts Amazon Radio on WPKN in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I want to say this could not be possible without my companion for the last 25 years, Susan Marie Dennis. And it also could not be possible without all the wonderful Out musicians who took a chance when they just get a email saying, hey, I'd like to have your CD from your program, who send it to me. I want to thank you all very much.
Another special recognition award was given to Randy Jones. In his role as the cowboy in the Village People, Randy helped bring that group to international prominence, making their music a part of Americana.
I want to thank you very much out here. I would like to say how much, how touched, how honored I am and I feel to be part of Out Music and to receive this award. So thank you very, very much. I love you all, and save a horse, ride a cowboy.
A third special recognition award went to Tim Kaine. In the late 80s, Tim founded the first queer rock band in Chicago called Boys Entrance, and their music confronted homophobia and championed those on the fringes of gender. And in 1992, Tim visited an Out Music open mic in New York and was so impressed that he came home and started Chicago's Out Music open mic, a program that still continues.
I just want to thank Out Music. It's a great organization. I really felt your spirit when I went to New York, and I thought, Chicago musicians don't need to drive 14 hours to do this. So I just want to thank you all very much.
And the last honorary award was the Out Music Heritage Award, which went to June Millington, who has had an extraordinary career. With her sister Jean, she founded the band Fanny, the first all-women's rock band on a major label. In the mid-70s, she became one of the forces behind the burgeoning women's music movement. And in 1987, she co-founded the Institute for the Musical Arts, which has grown into an internationally known teaching, performing, and recording facility supporting women in music. June is still making music today with her current band, the Slammin' Babes.
It was 40 years ago this year that I first started in an all-girl rockin' band, and a lot has changed, so thank you. I accept this on behalf of all women rockers, past, present, and certainly the future. So I'm proud to stand in front of you, 57 and a rocker. I have an attitude.
In the background, you've been listening to the music of another of the recipients at this year's Out Music Awards, demonstrating the wide variety of genres honored. The award for Outstanding New Recording Instrumental went to classical composer Jennifer Higdon for her album Concerto for Orchestra and Cityscape, as performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, led by Robert Spano.
Adding an international flavor to the list of 2005 recipients was the Irish duo Zrazy, taking home the award for Outstanding New Recording, Duo or Group, for their album Dream On.
The water is wide, I can't cross a war, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and we shall oar, my love and I.
In the category of Outstanding Producer, another musical genre was heard from by an artist going by the name Catastrophe, and that starts with a K. He's a female-to-male transsexual, and we're going to have to paraphrase the album's title and call it Let's Have Sex, Then Talk About My Problems.
I'm gonna take your girlfriend, because she's looking at me, she keeps on looking at me. I'm gonna take your girlfriend, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm gonna take your girlfriend.
She says she loves her just like a sister. Leah leans over the table to kiss her. The woman surprised, she opens her eyes, the room is spinning round.
One of the most competitive categories this year was for Outstanding Songwriter. Rachel Sage was nominated in this category last year, and this year took the award home for her album Ballads and Burlesque. At the after party, she told us how thrilled she was about getting the award.
Oh, I was so happy, but also really, really surprised, because there were just, you know, everybody was so strong in all the categories, and I just really came to hang out and make sure I wore a plethora of fabulous ensembles. So it was really exciting for me.
Most of the winners are decided by a panel of judges, but the final two awards are chosen by votes of the entire OutMusic membership. The OutMusician of the Year Award for 2005 was given to Chicago-based queer rocker Scott Free.
Scott garnered the award not only for his music, which addresses a number of concerns of our community, such as homophobia and AIDS, but also for his cultural activism. His work includes producing Chicago's annual Queer is Folk Festival and the weekly Homo Latte Queer Performance Series.
And Scott became the big winner of the evening by also receiving the Out Song of the Year Award. That award is designed to honor the song that best speaks to our GLBT experience. This year's Out Song is Another Day of Cruelty, from Scott's album, They Call Me Mr. Free.
Excuse me, can I have your attention, please? Hey kids, tired of getting beat up every day after school. Oops, I meant before school, in the hall, and lunch, and after school. They wait for you after classes, to smash your glasses into 18 pieces. Rub your face in dog feces, spit food in your face in the cafeteria, fill your milk with ammonia so you choke and the whole crowd goes into hysteria.
Wow, this award is actually voted on by the OutMusic members, so I really want to thank the OutMusic members. I know so many of you because I do my weekly queer performance series here called Homo Latte, and so many touring artists come through Chicago and they play my show, and I really appreciate you for finding me and doing my show, and that's been the real reward of doing that event. And I want to thank my husband Gene. Thank you.
The OutMusic Awards are just one aspect of OutMusic's activities, which include monthly events around the United States. To find out more about OutMusic, please visit www.outmusic.com, where there are links to the websites of the winners of the awards and much more.
That's it for this special OutMusic Awards edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at Post Office Box 66648, Houston, Texas 77006, or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by J.D. Doyle, Chris Wilson, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm J.D. Doyle.
I'm Christopher David Trentum.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.
You rag, and if you didn't act like a fag,
Well, then you wouldn't get beat up so much. You say, I'm touched, and thank you very much. I'm sure if I'm surrounded, you'll be there in the clutch. But I don't know if you noticed, but the crowd's getting restless below. And do you mind if I exit through your window? I'll take the fire escape down and run for cover before they discover me and start chasing. I can make it to the bus and hide behind the wheel casing.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
So they catch you one day, pin you to the wall, beat you within an inch of your life, carve the wood faggot into your stomach with a pocket knife.
I go to the counselor and show him the gashes. His solution is to put you in special ed classes. So you go to the police, tell them everything that's been happening. You lift up his shirt, show him the scar, they start laughing. They won't make an arrest because it's too much paperwork. You say, thanks a lot if you're much safer, jerk. So you finally find a teacher who's willing to assist you. Tell the kid's boycott the class, say he must be a sissy too. And they transfer you from school to school, and all the administrators can talk about his immunity values.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
That's right, sue the teachers, the principals, the administrators, the school district, the police, sue the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the dean, sue them all, make them pay.